What a moment at Belmont this weekend. Justify wins the Triple Crown, our second Triple Crown winner in 4 years. And joining us now via satellite from his stable in Kentucky, it's Justify. Congratulations.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's happening? What's this? George and Craig?
George
how are
Craig.
You guys?
Yeah. We're great. How are you?
Oh, man. I'm so freaking stoked that I won the Belmont.
Well, you should be.
Yeah, because I don't know if anyone's noticed this, but winning the Belmont means that I win this year's Triple Crown.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, the Fanfare Expo.
There it is.
That's so great.
You're the 13th Triple Crown winner of all time. So
lucky
that's pretty
13.
Awesome.
Thank you for knowing that.
That was George.
George.
Said that one, yeah.
I want to talk to my detractors out there.
Okay.
Because there are some haters.
Yep.
And those haters keep saying that what I did wasn't as impressive as what Secretariat did.
Mm-hmm.
And I got news for you, man. This is a different age than when Secretariat raced.
That's true.
I mean, things that we have to face now that Secretariat didn't have to face. I mean, like, did Secretariat have to put up with social media?
No.
I have to put up with social media, all
right? People taking runs at you on Twitter and stuff.
Oh, man, you wouldn't believe it,
George again. Yep.
You would not believe some of the stuff people say about me on Twitter.
I can only imagine.
Oh, man, it's like, hey, he looks like Sarah Jessica Parker.
Terrible.
Just a bunch of rude stuff. And Secretariat raced in a day when I don't even think they tested for PEDs.
Oh, that's an accusation.
And believe me, I've heard some serious stuff about Secretariat.
You have?
Pretty doped up.
Oh, man.
Pretty doped up. They say that he won the Belmont on LSD.
Wow.
On LSD.
I've never heard that.
Just like
before.
Doc Ellis.
Just like Doc Ellis. That's right. I'm a huge baseball nut.
Are you?
Yeah. But there is a little trouble in paradise in my neck of the woods here.
Hmm. What's that?
Well, actually, it's related to Dallas in a way because I'm in a big fight with Kenny Trout right now.
Your owner?
My owner, yeah.
I think you'd be on the same page with him right now.
You'd think, but you know, Craig,
George,
that success has a way of tearing apart a great partnership.
No.
And I think that's what we're seeing here.
Already?
Already.
Wow.
With Kenny. The problem is that Ken, well, he wants to race me a couple more times.
Yeah, we heard that.
I'm not real high on that idea, but I'm an athlete. Hey, I know I'm in the prime of my career. It'd be a shame to retire too soon. You know, I don't want to leave anything on the table when I still have a bit to give. But that's not even my main beef with him.
What's your main beef?
He's messing with my personal life.
How so?
Well, he's wanting to turn me into a stud horse.
Okay. And, well, that's what happens after you win races, that you become a stud.
He's wanting to breed me with a bunch of horses I'm not married to. And that goes against my core beliefs. Look, I get that now I'm famous, and I'm a famous athlete, and I should reap the rewards and stuff, but I'm determined to remain faithful to my wife.
Oh, you're a one-horse.
I'm a one-horse, that's correct. And hey, I know I married young, you know, there's no doubt about that, but she's stuck by me when I had won zero Triple Crowns,
right?
Adrian means so much to me. And I have no intention of being with another, so I made a promise, a vow, and I intend to keep it. And
well, we can respect that.
Now, frickin' Kenny Trout's trying to control what I do in the bedroom. That ain't right, man. That ain't gonna happen, Chief.
Well, it's worth like $75 million, though.
What's that now?
I think it's gonna be worth like $75 million, your stud fees.
You know, Adrian and I don't see eye to eye on everything. A lot of times it's difficult. We fight, know, and stuff like that. I don't know. I mean, but the way I see it, I'll still take Mike and Rainbow as the best trout. And then third is Kenny. So.
That's a shot at your own.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I will say this. If Adrian wants to bring another girl horse into the bedroom, get all a little right, freaky, you know, I mean, her call, man, her call.
That's a workaround, I guess.
I'm not saying
yeah.
I wouldn't do it, you know.
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah,
oh,
no. Sorry, I had a bad burrito this morning.
Oh,
yeah, but hey, you guys are in Dallas. Let me ask you something. Letting Dez go, is that a mistake?
Well, I think they can do without him, I guess. But yeah, we're kind of up against it, though.
You're up against it. All right. No problem. Hey, man, appreciate it. And hey, maybe I'll get that Triple Crown next year, too.
Whoa, now that would be a story.
I don't know about that.
God bless you guys. Y'all have a blessed day.
Okay, you too. There he is, Justify, the winner of the Triple Crown.